This is the Arcane Dice Podcast. How you doing?
Oh, you know, not too shabby. Just finished some dinner. Oh. JJ made an absolutely ginormous salad to go with it, so I will be evacuating my guts at some point later on here fucking tonight.
Fiber.
I just ate like a fucking entire like half a head of cabbage, like one of those giant fucking Asian ones.
Oh,
fucking.
Good for you.
Yeah. Oh, God, no. It's going to be fucking a nightmare. But delicious, but holy shit. Like,
right.
It's gonna decimate me for sure.
I made ramen, so.
Oh, good old ramen. And,
we had roast beef yesterday, so sliced all that up.
Roast beasts and yeah. Ramen?
Good times. It's just me and you, as you can see. Well, those watching
that did not get past me. I picked that one up.
Yeah, those watching on the YouTubes can see. Unfortunately, half the crew is on vacation to Disneyland, and of course we couldn't get our shit together to record some extras. Unfortunately. So I figured I would do an Arcane Dice Podcast Presents because, we got some new shit going on, which is exciting.
And some new shiznat.
Which would be, Lost Mine of Fan Delver. And that's going to be...
Is indeed
coming out. I don't know. What do you figure? Twice a month, give or take.
I think you're really overestimating that
one. Yeah, at least once a month.
I think we'll be a minute. Once a month.
Man, that's going to go forever. Which ties into my next question: just the Lost Mine or the Obelisk Below as well?
So the good news about that is, even with the modifications that I've made, I've been anticipating that just in case everyone decides that they're enjoying what's going on, they enjoy the characters. If it happens and we get to the BBEG through this, we will have the option to carry on, because most of the stuff that I've done will not affect the continuity of the story into that. So I have got it going, and I've got some modifications in the story that will allow us to, it'll give us the option.
Well, that's good. That's always good. More is always better. Maybe we can get our shit together and, record more than, once in a blue moon, depending.
Yeah, that'll be a per everybody's availability, because we've added the two new people to the cast who will be joining us for that. So we have Vincent, who did the Christmas with us before. So he's joining us. And then we have Morley and Matt's friend. Well, I guess Morley's friend from Japan, Kat. And she's joining us as well. So it's a little bit harder to schedule, especially across six players. Plus
six. Oh,
so,
hey, I've been scheduling these for quite some time now. And the concept of putting a day aside is just foreign to some people.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, if I think the group is now aware that this will be a thing. I will try to schedule these well in advance, so there's no, like, on Sunday or Friday, we're not hitting them up saying, hey, are you guys available for Monday kind of thing? This will be scheduled out several weeks, if not a month in advance, just kind of checking out the availability of everybody so that we have that long-term planning in place so that there shouldn't be any of these, hey, I've got a thing tonight. We specifically went and scheduled on Thursdays for recording because that was the one day when basically nobody had anything going on, and it made it easily viable for Kat to dial in from Japan.
Right, because it's like, what, 10:30 in the morning for her there or something like that for...
So it's like, I think it's 15 hours difference, 14 or 15 hours.
Yeah. Our Thursday evening is her Friday morning, and she still won't tell us the fucking lottery numbers.
Yeah, right? God damn it.
That's good. So why?
These future people are supposed to help us.
Exactly. Why the lost mine?
I did a lot of reading on a lot of different adventures. I looked at... DM's Guild. I looked at what's that called? Their Kobold
Press.
Kobold Press. Just looking for something that I haven't DM'd since I was like 12 or 13. I think was the last one that I ever did. So, while I have most of the knowledge, practice is a different thing. It may be like riding a bike, but I need to get back on the bike. So I didn't want something that was super intense, that needed a lot of in-depth knowledge for other stuff. There's already enough. I don't want to give any spoilers kind of thing, but there's enough little injections that I'm making as well to make the characters a little more part of the realms, so to speak. So it's more... they're integrated. The good thing about that is, as well, if we go to level 5 and then if we finish there and they want something different, I mean, the Black Obelisk, whatever they're calling the expansion onto Phandelver, is a significant departure from what the Phandelver adventure was. But if they're looking for something different, then I'll start looking for something else where they can be hired by somebody or moved, because they'll have connected to a couple of significant personalities in the game already. So that should alleviate it. But the Lost Mine of Phandelver is the original starter set from 5e. I think it was one of the first ventures they ever published.
I think it was. It was part of the box set that came out.
And it's one of the few original ones that existed at that time, because most of the other adventures were rehashes from AD&D and 3 and things like that, right? So they rebuilt them so that they would work with 5.
Keep on the Borderlands or...
Yeah, exactly. So this way we have a quick injection. We can see how everybody plays together kind of thing. And if they're enjoying it, then we can... extend or expand further kind of thing based on that. Plus, you have made some mentions about while you are a willing DM, you're kind of an unwilling DM. You kind of got thrust into it when, unfortunately, Glenn was unable to continue carrying on with us afterwards. So you kind of got thrust into the spotlight without any warning or... ability to fucking counter.
That is true. I mean, as much as I bitch about it, the view from the lofty ivory throne is very nice. I will throw your little donut ring on it when you want to sit, and don't leave any fucking stains behind. Enjoy the
enjoy
the throne. Well, not if you're eating cabbage. Come on, man.
Oh yeah, that's. You hear farts later, they might be sharts. Right? You're not wrong. I may just abuse you. But yeah, so it gives us that opportunity. So that's one of the reasons why I picked Lost Mines. Plus, I was not sure about the legality of using some of the Kobold Press DM Guild adventures as well. I'm not sure. I think most of them, because you bought them, then they're basically they follow under the same
creative
terms or guidance as everything else. Yeah, exactly. Creative license kind of protects you, but I don't want to step on any toes. I want to do a little bit more research, and possibly if like I find a good adventure on there that I really like, I will reach out to the creators and just ask, hey, do you mind if we do this as a podcast on online kind of thing? I don't want to step on any toes. So get that actual permission.
So what you're saying, there might be more
from the creator. Well, yeah, it's if.
Well, that's good. So. Yeah, it's a huge party.
Yeah, but it's because they're starting low level, it's not too bad. You don't have a lot of the abilities. They don't have a lot of the high end skills. There's nothing super crazy in the adventure for monsters. Right, we're not getting anything crazy for a lot of it. I may, like I said, there's some injections for outside of that I've modified the adventure to some degree, because there's a lot of really good dungeon guides for how to run this.
Oh, good, good.
So I was reviewing on those. So there's a fellow named, I'm sure you follow him a little bit, Matt Perkins.
Okay.
He does a great kind of guide walkthrough on how to run it, what to modify, how to do. So I've taken some of his advice and working with that. I'm trying to remember the other fellow's name there. I know I've seen his real name, but he's just got like a moniker that he uses on YouTube there for. And I'll look it up later and maybe throw it into the description of this for whatever. But yeah, there's a couple of dudes that are very, very helpful on how to modify it, because this was the first adventure they wrote for D&D 5e. And when they did it, obviously the system was brand new. So not a lot of time for... I don't know how much playtesting they got to do on this adventure, but it's a very, very good adventure, but it can be a bit of one of the guys makes mention of the fact that just because of how many people have actually run through this, he thinks this is one of the most, like, there's been the most death across player characters in this adventure, simply because of how many there are.
No, I know. When I had to get back into DMing and all that, when I was doing it back in the day at the old Warp 1, I mean, there weren't a lot of 5e adventures out, and I had tried to adjust some, you know, 4e adventures, which I mean, a totally different rule set and way to run things. So September.
We don't talk about 4e. What's wrong with you? Shame on you.
It doesn't exist. I mean, I miss 3. I do. I really.
You know what? Everybody likes to beat on 5e as being, you know, for beginners or very, very simplified. I quite appreciate the fact that they have. They've simplified. It's not necessarily dumbing down. It's simply they've given you a better ability to craft your character and the story behind them a little more fluidly, as opposed to being strictly structured into like things like your skill sets. Like back in the old like AD&D, like you had to have a skill to even make an attempt. Right. Whereas now you have the, like, you got your persuasion. So, or your athletics or whatever. So at least you've got a chance to make a check for something that you may not have thought about as existing. But, I mean, you think about it, I think that's a very, very good design, because if you look at, like, you do acrobatics or athletics, right? Let's take somebody who, not even a professional or an Olympian kind of thing, just somebody who practices running, right? Their constitution score is going to be higher, even though that's not a strategic skill of running. It's just something that is going to be compounded on top of or connected to. So that's very, very similar for a lot of skill sets. If somebody is a wood chopper, a lumberjack, right? They're going to be able to swing an axe. They're going to be, possibly stronger with something. ability to swing a pick at rocks. That's very, very similar. So it's not. So I like the fact that they've dumbed it down. They've minimized the skill trees necessary, and it's more about is this something that comes out of your character's background? Would he be able to do it, or is this skill comparable to something else that they would have done?
Yeah.
So it really, really amalgamates and simplifies that. Plus, I mean, in later 3.5 builds, the power creep was insane. The like very, very specific builds could easily outshine everyone else around them.
And you do get a little bit of that in 5e now. I mean, you look at you see the guides, how to build the powerful, you know, whatever monk, if anybody can build a powerful monk. But, you know, and figure out a way to get like 30 attacks.
the old peasant railgun. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, you know, it is. It's nice and simplified. I mean,
but again, it gets a lot of hate, I find, from a lot of the older generations, and I don't agree with it. I think coming from AD&D and then like 3, I did a little bit of touching on, and then I read a lot about 3.5. Like I didn't get to play much because I couldn't find players or people right. who were into D&D where I was currently located. So
in the country, yeah, no, I was
somewhere, yeah, but it was. I feel that they've, and I mean, especially glossing over 4.
Never happened.
I think it's exactly. It's we don't talk about 4. I think it's been an improvement across. And yeah, it is simplified. It is, but that's more so that you can play your character, or at least in my opinion, so you can play your character as a character, as somebody who's got a you know, this is the experience of life. They've got a chance to make a shot at this kind of a role, right? And it really adds to the role play. And I know lots of guys are they're more chonky. They want that fucking mathematics. Oh, yeah. No. But that's the other thing. You start getting into that, like especially 2 and then 3.5, like the mathematics. I mean, it's not back to 1 in AD&D, but it was still
there was a lot,
so many different things added. And I mean, we don't have to worry about Thaco. Like that was
Thaco was horrible.
That was a little bit painful.
I know that, and I agree. Like it does make it a faster game. Right. Like I don't have to worry about, okay, it's my second attack. I got to minus this off the attack, and don't have to worry about.
Oh, I'm using a bastard sword instead of a long sword. So I've only got a +3 instead of a +5 all that kind of stuff. So I think 5's good. I'm curious. I haven't looked at the rules for what they've got in development there now. I don't know what that camera, what they're calling it there. The D&D 1.
D&D 1, I think. Yeah. And I tried to look them up. I think they might be, they've closed the beta or whatever it is. So I might try to find them again. I'm sure we'll get a little taste of it when the new player's handbook, I think, comes out in September.
Is it really? That soon? Holy shit.
Well, it's the 50th anniversary this year, right? So...
Oh, fuck.
I believe the player's handbook's coming out in September. The Dungeon Master's Guide is coming out in November, and the new Monster Manual, I think, in January or February. But
I'm curious to see. I looked at. I mean, when they did their initial, I think it wasn't even the beta. It was like an alpha release of the rules. There was obviously just a flare up of like, oh my god, yeah. Right? The other thing that I'm worried about is it sounded a lot like they were very, they're very determined to push the online, everything on your computer or iPad or tablet or whatever you got going kind of thing. Which is great for some folks, but. Yeah. Lots of folks can't afford that kind of thing, right? Like, so it's. I'm hoping that it's
that's true, right?
A strictly like that.
And I mean, and if they do, I hope they keep it. They keep it open, right? So the one thing I don't like about all these VTTs and the D&D Beyond and all this is, you know, you're buying the same shit over and over and over again.
Well, yeah, I just hope that this time when they've got it, if you are purchasing a physical publication, I'm hoping that they're going to include some kind of a code in your book specific to you that would then be attached to your D&D Beyond
account. That would make sense.
Exactly, right? So as long as there's something like that, because that's one of the reasons why I have not gotten a D&D Beyond account is because I have a whole bunch of the books, and I am not interested in paying another, you know, every single one of them is still like $30-$40 on D&D Beyond. Like, it's just, if you buy if you get lucky and you get one of the
Humble Bundles. Humble Bundles?
The bundles, yeah. Humble Bundles, yeah. It's humbling, all right. Fuck. So I'm hoping that they've got some plan in place for that, so that the players are not having to purchase things, duplicates, triplicates, all that sort of stuff. Plus, I know that one of the good things for D&D Beyond, if everybody is online and they've got computers or tablets, whatever they're using, if you're the DM and you buy the subscription, then you can share all of that with the players.
I know you can in Beyond.
So that's not terrible. It is still it wasn't cheap for a subscription. Like, it was a fairly significant investment of money. Ever, like, for a year, you're looking at hundreds of dollars.
Right. Who's got that?
So, I mean, for one person, like, if it's the DM, like, if it was to say the seven of us were doing this and we all just kind of chipped in for it, it wouldn't be terrible, but it's still like, that's for 1 year. So this price is a constant regurgitation of. So
yeah,
I think paper copies are still going to be a bit of a thing for a while.
Well, I like having a book.
Unless they found a. So do I. I love the tactile feel of books and being able to read them, like, laying in bed, and that's always been kind of a thing of mine. But so yeah, it's interesting to see where they go. But for us, like I was saying, we have lots of opportunity to either carry on into with this new campaign into the I can't remember what that was called, the Dark Obelisk or whatever it is, below Phandelver, or we take those characters and we move them into something else completely different or new, have them warped to some other area, or potentially there's always the option to make new characters. That's never a terrible thing. I mean,
no, I got a whole folder full.
I mean, it's got nice characters. Like, yeah, I'm still waiting to see fucking visibly agitated Phil. You keep mentioning him, and we have never got to fucking, even after fucking Otto von Klein got fucking.
Yeah.
We never got to see him. I thought we were going to see him, and we didn't get to. So
I mean, with the new Giants and Beyond or whatever material, it was perfect for visibly agitated Phil. So hopefully I can bring him out.
You've modified him to fit the new material, eh?
Yep. He went from a what is it? The Buildy guys. What
the Buildy guys? Build
things. Well, he's a gnome. He is a gnome, but the fucking, what's that class?
Oh, Arcanist?
No.
Not the Alchemist.
Alchemist? Was it an Alchemist?
No, not Alchemist. It's
Artificer.
Both fucking.
Artificer. Yeah, he went from an Artificer to a Barbarian. So I think that fits. Fits for him.
You can always cross them.
I could.
I like my multi-class.
Everybody's got thief, monk, and whatever, right?
Druid. Sure. Thank you very much.
Multi.
Unless you're going to 20, like crossing over gives you. It's just a. For me, it's. It allows me to really personalize the characters across their experience and how they develop in their backstory. So, and you are no longer allowed to laugh at me about backstories being super fucking long, because you wrote a novel or novella for Riven.
Well, I more wrote a novella about Errol.
Sure, but it's still fucking. You wrote a book. How many pages is it?
Riven's backstory. Riven's?
Yeah. Well, no, not his backstory. Is the story you wrote there? The His what's it called? You were writing a whole bunch of stuff. You had pages.
Oh, yes. Riven does have pages here. I'll go grab the book. Everybody get a sneak peek of Ribbon's pages here. But it's not all backstory. It is character.
But it is backstory. And that's character development. That's backstory. That's absolutely. That's the same thing. Well,
no, this is all future story stuff that I have written in here.
Still, again, you're not allowed to bug me because I wrote.
But this will come out, right? Like, there's starts off with, you know, Alan. That I have Alan there. The name of his swords.
Who names their swords? Honestly,
then we've got some. I bet you can't see that too well, but some attack names.
Attack names.
Yes. Things he will cry out when he attacks with his sword. The big old wall of text he's going to say when he lays on hands.
So he's a paladin.
Right?
Giving away your character class.
There you go. Some things he may say to other characters. Okay, so he has a page of made up backstories. If people ask him,
that's right. I forgot about that.
There was a page, so I could read off his description. Page on some of the guys in the party, and then more things he may say if a topic comes up. So, I mean. Future story, not backstory.
Whatever floats your boat. Yeah, that's.
Well, I've got I got aluminum pot syndrome, right? So I got to write this stuff down so I remember to say it.
Oh, yeah, that's
Kent.
Yeah, that was definitely one of the things I had for the initial episode. I have written out like. I have a narrative that has basically checkpoints so I can make sure that I'm hitting all the information stuff that I want to hit right. To make sure that it's your characters are getting what they need in order to proceed and move forward and hopefully not try to kill each other.
So obviously there's going to be a difference in DMing style.
A little bit. I wouldn't necessarily say it's going to be massive.
Well, I mean, you've...
I mean, watching you and Glenn work, you're both very good. You obviously have unique strengths and weaknesses that you both kind of capitalize on, but you're both good examples for how to roll the game. So it makes it easier for me having obviously played under you guys for a while. So,
but you've also you've read most of the whatever that drow guy's name.
The history. Well, yeah, sure, Drit Stewart. Yeah, that drow guy.
Yeah.
The only drow in the realm, so he's the only guy I know. He is a significant part of it for sure. There's a lot of, but there's a lot of other like I've got Tupperware like giant Tupperware containers full of books from the original TSR, so the Forgotten Realms, Legends of Kryn,
right.
Blackhawk or not Blackhawk, Greyhawk, and then. Arthas, the Dark Sun. That's a unique world that I would love to visit at some point, but I don't think they're making any material for it.
I want to say they're bringing some Dark Sun stuff back.
I hope so, because it is a very, very unique... The only problem is that it is a much, much darker style world, and I'm not sure if... some of the population may not appreciate the there's a lot of things like there's cannibalism and slavery.
Well,
and,
I mean,
to a very, very significant level. So that tends to push out some of the people who are not a fan of that sort of thing, which is absolutely fair. That's if it's not your cup of tea, then it's not your cup of tea. But the storylines, the development, and the background for Dark Sun is absolutely fantastic. I mean, Greyhawk is the same. We just lost the. There was a Legends of Kryn movie that was supposed to be made by Joe Manganiello.
Oh, was there?
I think that's how you pronounce his name. They had everything on. They even had some of the original writers, so Margaret Weis and Tracy Hickman, who are some of the original authors for Dragonlance and the Dragonlance sagas, were on board as producers, or writers to some degree. And they've both put up messages that apparently Wizards of the Coast has decided to pull a pin on that. So. It's not moving forward right now.
Oh, that's too bad. I would have I would have enjoyed that.
I'm hoping that it's unfortunate with the timing of the release of the Dungeons and Dragons movie. I think it was a very good movie. I quite enjoyed it. Definitely unique and quirky and fun. But because of the dick stepping that Wizards of the Coast had done just before that, a lot of people kind of boycotted it, and unfortunately that's hurting us as a community more than it's hurting them, kind of thing, because now we may not get a sequel, although Chris Pine is apparently still pushing for and seems to be pretty enthused by. So I mean, when you get a big name like that, if he's willing to push into it, then we might still get it, and I'm hoping we do, because it was I quite enjoyed the way they tied in a lot of the elements. And obviously they played with the rules a little bit that kind of got some of the communities up in arms about, you know, Drew, can't be a owlbear.
That pissed a lot of people off.
Come on, guys, it's magic.
That pissed a lot of people off. Yeah, but
again, it's magic. Like, it's you're literally full of it. Like, I don't think a druid being shifted into an owlbear is... The sticking point you should be focused on.
That's good you just said that with the upcoming battle that you guys have in the dungeon crawl.
Well, don't get me started. We were, like I said, I was trying to corral them, and if we could have got to that tree, I think we would have been okay.
Things would have been a lot different if you made it to the tree. I'm not going to lie.
I know, it's just getting people moving, now we're into a protracted battle that is probably not going to go very well.
Well, people will be moving. Some might be at terminal velocity.
Let's hope they've got a fly spell,
or at least feather fall. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, one of the two.
So, Lost Mine, huge cast.
Lots of people, but I mean, we've played with, except for Kat, she was the new addition, but Vincent has played with us before.
Vince has, yeah.
And he is I think, a good fit. But he fits well with us, so I don't think it's going to be a problem. And Kat, she's obviously in the chats with us now, and I think she is going to fit in very well because she's got a sense of humor that kind of matches in with us. She's in and around the same age group as most of us older folk in the cast, except for obviously Vincent and Chase, who are
way younger.
Significant age difference younger, yeah. So I think it's going to be a good setup. I think everybody's going to work together well. I've enlisted Kat as kind of a primary personality at the start in order to help feed the storyline and get the other cast members or characters in to the mix. So it's her backstory fits well with that. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted a bit of time with each of the character sheets so I could look at how I can modify the story. Because I've done that for every single character. Depending on the choices and locations you go to, has the potential for unique items to happen or story progression items to happen based on those characters.
That's fair. I mean, we started the chat, I believe, 9 months ago.
July, I think it was. June. I think it was end of
it
July.
Was in June.
June? Was it end of June? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I mean... Everybody had gotten me something before December except for Matt. So I was able to do most of that. I was hoping Matt would be able to get me something before I was hoping for a couple of weeks at least, so I could look at the character and kind of spool them in. Unfortunately, he couldn't, so he's not going to be with us for the first episode, or his character won't be. He said he's going to join us. Yeah.
You got to find a way to shoehorn him in now.
Yeah, his is going to be a little bit harder, especially trying to find those unique moments to have stuff regarding his specific character and storyline. So now I've got to figure out ways because it's already into the mix now. So it's not too bad. I've already got an idea. He's got me, I guess you'd say 80% of his character. I'm just waiting for him to finish some stuff up.
And so he's not 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess
we're working on it. It's a work in progress.
You know, quiet nights in the Disney hotel room.
Yeah,
he can bash something together. Tell him to go buy one of those $400 drinks and hunker down.
You do get three drinks with that. It comes in like, I can't remember what the hell the material's called.
It's a fishbowl?
Like, but it comes in a case that's like smoking. No. It's a smoking like a box. Cloche? It's
personal.
No idea. Okay. But they pull it open and there's three drinks that are like, they're lit up and glowing and sparkling and yada, yada, yada. And they pull them out and they're all, there's different, I think one's a bourbon, one's a gin and one's a whiskey or something like that. So.
Seems like a weird combination.
$400 seems like an awful lot of money to spend for booze.
Back in the day, that was a night out.
No, but that was a lot of drinks, not three or four drinks. That was like a dozen and then all the shots that you're buying for everybody else around you. So, yeah.
All right.
Not so
sure. So, we'll keep it short because you figured it was a night off. I dragged you in here for this little
whatever. At least we're getting something out.
Hopefully, we will see you on the ivory throne this Thursday.
Oh, it's ivory now. See, that one can really leave stains on it.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I'm gonna wear my brown pants. There you go. Yeah.
Starting off with The Lost Mine, a Fandelver, with Morley, myself, Matt, Chase, Vincent, and Kat. A huge cast, huge party, a lot of spinning plates. I wish you the best. I will try to wait at least four episodes before I start arguing rules.
So I have to finish this in four episodes. I'm holding you to that. Yeah. Four episodes will be done.
Four episodes will be
Rocks Fall. Everyone dies at episode four. Go. Yeah.
Hopefully we'll,
no, I'll expect, you can expect there'll be questions. I'll fucking fire you stuff for, hey, how do you think I should do this kind of thing? You'll see that stuff in our chat.
You gotta go with the DM network, right?
That's right.
And
stupid players
okay. Indeed. And that whole try not to kill them too hard.
I don't have to try to kill them. You've got Morley and you, and you guys try to kill yourselves more than anybody else. Like it's almost a fight to keep you alive.
Well, I mean, I got a whole folder full of characters I gotta get out there.
Sure, but usually when you go, how many other people go with you? So,
right.
And this is why I had everybody make two characters.
I mean, there's Amius.
I'm actually kind of looking forward to seeing how you play Amius, because that would be a unique.
There's Shining Dawn.
I haven't seen
Shining Dawn. And then Visibly Agitated. Haven't put him up yet. So it's,
That's the one I've been waiting for years.
It may be a toss up between Amius and
Oh no, no. Now that I've seen him, you have to bring him in next. That's how she all rolls. Right. So. Plus we have the items that we have created. Yeah. So the heirloom items, I think are they're a nice
touch. They are a nice touch. I think I got to give Hamias an heirloom item, but we'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for
editing. Yeah,
enjoy the editing.
I'll get you that intro here. Hopefully. Yeah. Soon.
Hopefully soon. Before Thursday. If we can. Right. All right.
Yeah. Well, hopefully tomorrow then. Yeah, cause we're kind of busy on Wednesday. So
Thursday, hopefully, the very first episode of, Lost Minds. I'm sure you'll give it a fancy name.
Well, we should be doing it. It'll be there'll be a session zero and then kind of like a 0.5 episode, and then we'll go into a full episode one kind of thing. So we'll get a couple of episodes out so that we've got some backup material until folks are back for
well, it's 1 month. I mean, it's not going to be hard. Hopefully too. We'll see. I mean, I would like to see a squeeze to a month, but again, I mean.
Oh, I think that's pushing it again. That's maybe, we'll but see,
right. It shouldn't be that hard. Said every DM.
I love that optimism. Keep that.
I'm gonna keep that optimism.
It's amazing you still have that.
I mean, that's after all these years of running this, yeah. All right, you have a good night, and all right. Everybody, will see you Thursday behind the screen, running the show.
See you on the other side.
All right, good luck.
Thanks.